Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in for a special Thursday episode, as promised.
That's right. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It is not hump day, but it is...
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And we are clearly still reeling from the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Which, by the way, you know, we did discuss many things, but one of which we did not discuss was, I have two things. When we got back from Cabo, JoJo like looked at you and she was like, thank you, Becca, so much for making me feel so special and so loved. And like, it honestly made me kind of teary. Because you are just so thoughtful and you go so out of your way to make sure that, you know, like it was JoJo's weekend and you wanted her to have a good time. And like, then I went through this whole process of like, you're my best friend and I wouldn't like you to be best friends with anybody else, but it's okay with JoJo for some reason. Like, I'm okay with it. I think because she doesn't live here. Is really the true answer is because she does not live in Los Angeles. So I feel like there's I have a one up there.
This is so funny because like you have so many other best friends that are like so close to you.
Not so many, but I do have a few.
You have a good handful.
Yeah, as do you.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's just funny to hear you say like that you, it only works with JoJo because she doesn't live here.
Does that surprise you at all? That I'm territorial?
No.
Yeah. Feels very on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, I just thought it was really special that she said that about you because I really feel that about you. Like you really go above and beyond to make sure whoever's, you know, moment it is or whatever, you go out of your way to make them feel special and loved. And, you know, again, like that group of girls, they weren't your friends. They were JoJo. You know, I mean, yes, they're your friends, mm-hmm. but those were all JoJo's friends and you went out of your way to make everybody feel included and loved. And just, it was really fun.
Oh, thanks for saying that. It's
so welcome.
Nice. I mean, I feel the same way about you. I feel like you do a really good job of doing that. So
thank
you. I learn from the best.
Thank you. But I do have to say, I tried to snuggle. I was only there for one night. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm going to try and get in the king bed, get some snuggles in, my only night at the bachelorette party. And I was not greeted with open arms, let's just say.
Well, hold on a second. So me, Tanya, and JoJo were in a room and there was a rollaway bed.
And then a king bed.
And so then like, a king bed. So yeah. Two people in there and then one person in the rollaway. And Tanya's like, I think we can all fit in the king bed. And I'm like, that feels so unnecessary. We have a perfectly good rollaway. If you want to be in the king bed with JoJo, y'all can cuddle and I will sleep alone in the rollaway. Felt like a solution. JoJo's like, absolutely not. I don't, as soon as I like to cuddle, but as soon as it's time for bed, no touching. Like, I do not want that. And so I was like, well, you can, Tanya, you can still sleep in the bed and I'll sleep in the rollaway, whatever. She was like, no. So no, it wasn't like she just got rejected.
Fine. But I did say I have an ET toe that I like to touch. Like I just like to have.
I hate that so much. God. Is that not just the most? No.
Like I don't need to be touching you
all
night.
Explain that.
I like to be on my side of the bed. I like, you know what I mean? But I like to have a part of me touching another human being. So I just take my little big toe and I just spread it across the bed to make sure that just one part of me is touching one part of you.
And Ryan calls that your ET toe.
It's my ET toe because he just
So wait, so did you sleep on the rollaway or did you work your way into the bed?
No, I ended up on the rollaway because I think like my head was about to just like fall into my plate of food. So I just like needed to get into a bed, you know?
There was no time for her to like...
There was no time to maneuver or try and get in. Like I just plopped right down.
I just would like to clarify, if I'm ever in bed with you and I feel the ET toe come over and touch me, I'll throw hands.
Some people like the ET toe. I'm just saying the ET toe.
I think one person likes the ET toe and his name starts with an R and ends with an R, Red Star. Oh, also starts with an R and ends with an R. Last name too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that worked out well for me.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, there's one person, maybe Sunny likes the ET toe. I don't know.
She loves the ET toe. Oh my God.
So I blame Ryan for that disgusting title because something about it like freaks me out.
I like it. I think it's
no matter what you call it, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so like accurate. It's just like this thing that just crawls across the bench.
I love hugs. Like I love hugs and squeezing people, and I'm not like scared of physical touch but there is something about like cuddling in a bed that I just like to, I like my space, except for with 95P. But I do appreciate you.
So you can cuddle with 95P?
Yeah.
Like until you fall asleep and continue cuddling while sleeping?
I think I naturally just go over to my side when I'm sleeping. Like I think once I'm
asleep in an embrace of some sort.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I quickly will be needing to flip over and be on my stomach with my head facing. And I like to be like on the edge of the bed, like right on the edge. That's where I'm safest.
It can't be reached by any roving toes.
Right. No toes, no ET toes coming over. But I do appreciate you shooting your shot.
Thank you. You know, every shot that's not shot is a shot
miss.
Unshot.
Oh. That was factual.
Wise words.
Profound. I know. Yeah. Actually, wait. Do you know why I thought of it? Because I saw this quote on our Delta flight on the way home. And it was very like thought-provoking. And it said, how far you will go depends on how far you are willing to go. I was like, wow.
That sounds very similar to all the shots unshot or shots not unshot. Shot.
Yeah. So I'm just I'm on like a meta level right now, you know? Coming up with profound quotes and et cetera.
You're on a meta level?
Mm-hmm. Like
you,
different.
You Google those quotes, though. You don't come up with them.
The shoot your shot, if your shot's not shot, that's all Tanya right there.
Yeah, that 1,000% is all Tanya.
And again, it was every shot that's not shot is a shot that's unshot?
Unshot, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Not the one that you've heard before, which is every shot you don't shoot is a guaranteed miss or whatever. She went.
Right.
She really...
Right, you
Tanya
miss every shot
on.
You don't take. But yeah, this is different. This is a different.
Tanya,
you should come up with 365 of those, put together a day-by-day calendar. I think that could be a big seller for you.
Thank you so much, Mark. I might just...
Called Daily Tanyaisms.
That's going to be the first one. Every shot that's unshot.
Once upon a Tanya, the calendar.
Yeah. Good.
Well, we have a really fun episode today because we have Scrubbers, Macy, and Sam joining us for a Family Feud competition.
Yes, they are. They're in the Zoom waiting room as we speak.
Are you feeling competitive?
Never.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of shooting your shot, that's what they did. They went in the Facebook group and challenged you guys, and here we are.
Here we are. Let's go. Let's
that's what happens when you shoot. Sometimes you make it, and sometimes you get rejected with cuddling, but you know, you never know.
Never know.
You never know if you don't try. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Family Feud Scrubber Edition.
Meet the attendings, Becca and Tanya, ready for action. And the scrubbers, Macy and Samantha. On your mark, let's start the Family Feud. Yay! And now, the star of Family Feud, Mark Molnitsky.
There he is. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Family Feud. Yes, let's get to know Macy and Sam the Scrubbers. And the way this came about, to my knowledge, I think, Macy, you had this idea. You put it in the Facebook group. You tagged me. And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. And I mentioned it to Hannah, who's also in here. And Hannah was like, yeah, great. Get me their emails. And then here we are together. Isn't that nice?
It's the best. Yeah. I always tell everyone, I'm like, you got to try. Shoot your shot. Mark might see it and you might get it. And here we are. And we're very excited.
See what happens when you shoot your shot?
That's right.
Get it in the hole.
That's right.
Now, Macy and Sam are wearing clothing, shirts, matching sweatshirts with each other's faces on them. So they seem to be just as tight as Becca and Tanya are. They have their Dr. Pepper. They're Starburst, they're wine.
They're red Starburst.
They're red Starburst. And you mentioned something about matching tattoos.
Yeah, we got matching butterfly tattoos for Sam's birthday this year.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Where are they?
Oh. Are they both on your ankle?
They're both. So I can't get up like that.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Wait, this is what we should be looking like. Like, why don't you want to wear shirts with our faces on them all the time?
All the time?
Every week we should look like this.
Every week?
I agree, Tanya.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I definitely agree.
Thank you. Sam's on my side, and Sam's, I think Macy is too.
Sam's an enemy now.
Oh, Sam's a Tanya.
Tanya and I'm a Becca.
I was going to say, who's a Tanya and Becca? Now I know. I knew quickly right then.
Yeah.
Oh, diet.
Diet. Well, still Dr. Pepper, but it is diet.
Not dying for me.
That's right. So funny. Oh my gosh. Your shirts are so cute and your butterfly tattoos. I can.
Yeah, y'all are so cute. And I'm so happy to do this, but y'all are definitely going down.
Wow. I don't know. We're ready.
I kind of want them to win because they're like dressed the part. Like, look, we're not even matching.
What part of the world are you guys living in right now?
We are in South Florida.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so sunny South Florida. We've been friends for 10 plus years and we've been here our whole lives.
Do you live together or is this one of your apartments or houses or what?
No, this is my house, but we live separate. We used to live together.
We used to live together, but now we're unmarried with babies and she's engaged. So we had to move out.
That was the next question. Let's talk about the husband. First of all, how long have you been married?
I will be married 4 years this year and we've been together 9.
How did you meet?
Through a mutual friend, we like knew each other, but I was dating someone else. He was dating someone else. And then I Snapchatted him one day and he wrote me back. And then here we are.
Snapchat.
Snapchat. It's, you know, really millennial.
Yeah.
How many kids?
I have 2 daughters.
Oh, so do I. I have 2 daughters. How old are your daughters?
1 and 2.
Oh my God. Irish twins back to back. Yeah. Are there more coming?
We don't know. My husband, we're not sure. I would go for it. My
Sam
husband
says
isn't
yes.
sure. Okay, yeah, she likes all the nieces, so she's ready for a nephew.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love. Wait, how did y'all meet?
High school.
Oh my gosh. And then, and then y'all were roommates. Y'all were best friends, and then you were roommates, and y'all still remain best friends after being roommates?
Yes, we have no idea how.
That's an impressive.
We kind of lived together. We had a wall separating us.
Yeah, the wall was very important.
The wall was important.
I agree with you. The wall is very important.
The wall was very important for our friendship.
For me too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sam, tell us about your fiance.
We met actually at a bar on Halloween. I was dressed as Cat Dog, the cartoon.
Wow.
I was Cat. And he was there and I was like, want to sip my drink? And he told me no. And we started talking and I invited him to come to the bar with us and he said no. And then found me on Facebook the next day and here we are.
Was he playing hard to get? What was all the no's for?
Yeah.
I think he was nervous.
Oh, she can be like, if a lot. Oh. Yeah.
He was really sober and I was really drunk. Oh. So
if somebody came up to me and said, do you want a sip of my drink? I'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
Depending on your mood.
Yeah, it's like what I was drinking. So I was sharing.
Yeah, sharing is caring. I get that.
If someone asked you if you wanted to try it, Tanya, I feel like you would be like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if I was like single and ready to mingle, yeah, for sure. I would have been like, I'll take your drink and I'll take you.
Oh,
exactly.
Flirty.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool flirting. That's cool.
That's some cool flirting.
Cool flirting.
How did he propose?
On a boat. We went out at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yep. And I was complaining, why are we going out so early?
That sounds like a Becca.
We're Becca and Tanya's, but we've like a mix.
Oh, a hybrid of sorts.
Yes.
That's the best because I'm like, being fully Tanya is exhausting. So I like that, Sam. Good for you.
Thanks.
So he kneeled down. Is this a private boat? A bunch of people?
It was our boat. Just the two of us kneeled down. And he had a hook and it said, will you marry me? And I looked at it and then I turned around and he was on one knee. Aww.
So it was a sunrise proposal, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Wow. I will say if I have to be up and there's a good sunrise, I'm always grateful to be up at that time.
So when is the wedding?
Well, we don't have a date yet because we want a destination. So we're kind of hoping that everything opens up
smart
for a cruise wedding. Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I love a destination wedding.
Yeah.
But we have two dogs together, so.
What kind?
We have a golden doodle and a dachshund Yorkie.
Cute.
And are they fun? Do they like to play with each other?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, full of energy all the time.
I've been saying we need to get a second dog.
Yeah, yes. She does.
I thought, thank you. I'm having that same discussion.
Wait, do you call a dachshund and Yorkie a dorky?
Oh, yeah.
That's so cute. I love that they're friends.
Yeah. Do you need that though? Do you think you need another dog right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. Shall we play the feud?
Let's go.
All right. I think everyone understands the rules. This is the poll that we did. And so we'll see see how you guys do. I need one player to start for the face-off from each team. Who will start?
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be Tanya and Sam. And again, you may blurt out your name to press the button. You don't press a button. You just call out your name. I'll call out whoever's name I hear first. You try to get the most popular answer. If you don't get the number one answer, the other person will have a chance to take control of the game. All right. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Get your ears ready.
Yes,
Sam.
Ready.
Here we go. Top 9 answers are on the board. We're keeping the first question wide. We got 9 answers up there. We asked the Scrubbers, who is the best guest Becca and Tanya have ever interviewed on Scrubbing In? Okay, we're going with Tanya. I need a quick answer. No, you do not discuss a face-off. You do not discuss
a
face-off.
Play.
Nope, there's no playing. Give me an answer.
Sorry. Camilla Luddington.
Camilla Luddington, show me Camilla, number one answer. Oh, now you may decide if you want to play your pass. Okay, you may discuss that with Becca, yes.
Play.
All right, you're going to play. Mark. 8 more answers up there. It's great that Macy and Sam are together in the same place because then you guys can discuss throughout however you want to do this. You want to mute yourselves, go right ahead. That's fine. You guys can discuss throughout what you want to come back with and try to steal. All right, Becca, we go to you. Best guest ever on Scrubbing In.
Kevin McKidd.
That was what I was going to say. Nice.
Going with Kevin McKidd. Show me Kevin McKidd. Show me Owen Hunt. It's up there. Number 8 for Kevin McKidd. Not a big answer, but it definitely made the list. You have 7 more answers up there to choose from. Tanya, back to you.
Brad Goreski.
Number 3 answer. Very nice. We have 1. We have 3. We have 7. Plenty more up there. Go ahead. Back to you, Becca.
I'm going to go JoJo Fletcher.
JoJo Fletcher, number two. Yeah. All right, they're running the board here. No strikes yet. 1, 2, 3, and 7 have been selected. 5 more answers, still a long way to go. Tanya, back to you. No, you're not supposed to be discussing this part. Oh, sorry, this part is not for discussion.
Mark, I'm going to go with, Giacomo.
Giacomo Gianniotti. Yes, he's up there, number 9. Very nice. God, they're on a run. Only 4 more to go. Becca, back to you.
I'm going Kim Raver.
Kim Raver, show me Kim Raver. Ooh, that is your first strike. First strike. Still 4 answers up there.
Just do.
That. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Still got 4 up there. Tanya, back to you.
Okay. Mark, I am gonna go with Sophia and Paulina Carson.
Going with Sophia Carson and her sister Paulina. Strike number 2. And
you
how
figured
quickly
because
we
JoJo was
brink.
Number 2 and Brad was number 3 that they like having our friends on.
We have on the board Camila number 1, JoJo number 2, Brad number 3. Then you jump down and get Kevin McKidd number 8, Giacomo number 9. So 4 right in the middle. 4, 5, 6, 7 have not been said. Becca, I need an answer. Or if you get this wrong, then the Scrubbers will have a chance to steal.
I'm so stressed, but I'm going to go Whitney Carson.
Going to go Whitney Carson. Whitney Carson to stay alive. That's your 3rd strike. Let's get over to the Scrubbers now. The Scrubbers. You can discuss, Scrubbers. You may discuss. Come up with your answer. You can do it out loud. It's fine. All right, go ahead. Looks like you have an answer.
April Kepner
played by Sarah Drew. If it's up there, you get the points. If not, Tanya and Becca, the attendings, get the points. Show me Sarah Drew. She's up there. She is number 6. Oh, wow. And the first question goes to the Scrubbers. Who else was up there that we didn't get? Show me number 4, Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, my God, duh. That was like the best podcast ever. But you don't remember. Yeah. Beth, that doesn't count because Becca blacked out.
I'm just gone.
Yeah.
Number 5, Hannah Brown from the live show.
I was going to say Hannah Brown.
And number 7, Coach Monica, just recently. Coach Monica made the list. Okay, very good.
I love her.
All right, question number 2. So this will be Becca versus Macy now. Okay. Becca versus Macy. Blurt out your name when you think you know what the answer is. Here we go. Top 6 answers are on the board. 6 answers on this one. We asked the Scrubbers, which of Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends would you personally like to date?
Macy. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Number 3. 2 answers will beat it, Becca.
Joe Alwyn.
Oh, my God.
Joe Alwyn. Not up there.
Wait,
no.
Who wants to date Joe Alwyn? No one ever.
Who wants to date Jake Gyllenhaal?
Okay, more people.
I'm trying to think of all her ex-books.
All right. So you can decide right now. Do you want to play or pass? You don't have to do this. You can leave it to the attendings if you'd like. Play or pass.
We're going to pass, Mark.
We're going to pass. Some strategy here. Strategy coming into play. Tanya, I go to you. Which of Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends? Harry Styles. Number 1 answer. Very nice. 1 and 3 now on the board. You have 4 left to go. Becca.
Well, now
no discussion.
There's one really good one.
No discussions. No talking. No hints. Becca, what are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Okay, she's leaning out of frame. I don't know
There's
what kind of things
really
are happening.
Good one?
Yes, I would date like tomorrow.
Tanya, stop. Becca,
it's John Mayer, but
John Mayer. Show me John Mayer. Yes,
okay,
he's up there.
Okay,
number
5
answer
going,
is John
you.
Mayer.
Proud of you.
Okay.
All right,
well,
feeling good. We
now.
Have Harry. We have Jake. We have John Mayer. 3 more answers to go. Tanya.
Joe Jonas.
Oh.
Joe Jonas. Number 2. Very good. Nice. You got a shot here. 2 more answers will do it. Becca, back to you.
You can't help each other.
Macy's right. Please stop flouting the rules.
Can you go over the board? How many are there?
Sure, I'd be happy to. There are 6 answers up there. You've done 4 of them. 2 remaining. That would be number 4 and number 6 are still up there. Becca, I need an answer. 3 seconds or I got to give you a strike?
3 seconds?
That's right.
I can't even think of another one.
That's strike number 1. I'm sorry. That's how we play the game. We got to keep it moving here. Tanya, back to you. You got 1 strike.
Calvin Harris
did not make the list. 2 strikes. Back to you, Becca, who can't think of any, so things are looking up for Macy.
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. Yes, he's on there. Number six. One more answer. Tanya, it's to you now. If you can give us this answer, you get the question. If not, we'll see if the scrubbers can steal it. Tanya.
Can you tell me who we have again? What number are we missing? Like what number?
This is called stalling, but yes, number four is missing. One Harry, two Joe Jonas, three Jake Gyllenhaal, five John Mayer, six Tom Hiddleston. What's number four? Tanya, I need an answer. 3 seconds. Strike three. Let's go for the steal. There's only one answer up, so this is a tough one.
We're going to have to go with Taylor Lautner.
Gonna go Taylor Lautner.
Oh my God, good one.
To take the question, is it Taylor Lautner? It sure is. You got it. Very nice, scrubbers.
Did you know that?
Taylor and Taylor.
I was not going there. I was going more recent. Like, who was before Joe? Joe Alwyn.
Me neither, Mark.
All right. So the game is best three out of five. The scrubbers are one question away from taking this thing.
Oh, my god!
The attendings, Becca and Tanya, really need to get on the board on this one. So
honestly, also scrubbers, Calvin Harris should have been on that list. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, you can take that up with them in the Facebook group.
No one wants to date Joe.
All right, here we go.
No
it is Tanya and Sam. Tanya and Sam, back up to the podium here. All right. Here's a question for you. We asked the scrubbers, top five answers on the board. Five answers up there on this one. Five.
Okay.
We asked the scrubbers, what pet name does your partner call you?
Wait.
Sam.
What are you doing?
Wait, I didn't understand the question.
Sam?
How are we supposed to know?
Sam?
What your partner calls you?
Babe is the number one answer. Very nice. Babe is the number one answer as Tanya hangs her head in shame.
Oh, I get it. It's a generic nickname.
We asked the scrubbers that question and compiled their responses. Would you like to play or pass, scrubbers?
How many are on the board?
Five, four more.
We're going to play.
Going to play. All right. See if they can run the table here. Macy, we go to you.
Honey.
Honey, let's show me honey. That's the number two answer. Very nice. Oh, my goodness. I have them out of order on my screen. That's the number two answer. Going in order is even more difficult. All right, back to you, Sam.
Sweetie.
Sweetie. Ooh, sweetie's not on the list. I'm sorry. No, sweetie did not make it. Macy, back to you with one strike.
Love.
Love. Show me love. Yep, that's number five. Number five. You got three out of five. Two more to go. The scrubbers are plotting. The scrubbers are discussing, which is allowed at this moment. They are allowed to discuss. We go back to you, Sam.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, show me pumpkin. Two strikes. I'm sorry. No, it is not up there. You need two more answers to run the table or else the scrubbers have a chance to steal. Macy, back to you.
I'm going to go with Snookums.
Going to go Snookums. I'm sorry. That's your third strike. Becca and Tanya, you may discuss. You have a chance to steal now. There are two more on the board. We've heard Babe, Honey, and Love. There are two more.
Do I start?
Yeah, sure.
You may start.
I'm going to go Baby.
Baby as opposed to Babe. Show me Baby. It's the number four answer. And the scrubbers get on the board and take a question. Very nice. The last remaining one up there, which doesn't exactly follow the rules of the question, was my own name. But that was the number three answer, was that their partner just calls them by their own name.
Oh, we already won.
You won that one. Yes, very nice. Yes, good job. So we have two questions for the scrubbers, one question for the attending.
Oh, so the two that I was telling Becca to guess were not there then.
And what were they? Hotly whispered in my ear, which is upsetting.
I said, mi amor.
Oh,
and corazón.
Corazón.
Okay. Well, here we go. Who's coming up now? Looks like it's Macy and Becca, yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Macy and Becca back up here. Question number four. This could still win it for the scrubbers. All right, here we go. Top six answers on the board. We have six answers up there. We asked the scrubbers, name one of Easton's obsessions.
Becca.
Macy.
I think I have to go back on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry, Macy, love you, but
it's a no-brainer. Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory. That is the number three answer, Cheesecake Factory. Two answers will beat it, scrubbers.
We're going to go with Crocs.
Going to go Crocs. That's the number one answer. Yeah, very nice.
I was gonna say Crocs. I wish it was.
There
me.
Are four more up there. Okay. Scrubbers, play or pass.
We are for sure gonna play.
Gonna play on this one. They feel like they know Easton pretty well. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. We are at Sam.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. Show me Hillary Duff. Number four. We got three up, three down. Here we go. Back to you, Macy.
We're gonna go. Caramel corn.
Caramel corn. Number two. They have no strikes. Wow. Yes, Tanya cursing in the background as the scrubbers are in danger of running the table here. They only need two more, and they have won this game. Back to you, Sam.
I have an idea.
Disney.
Gonna go Disney. That's number five. We are almost there. They know Easton as well as they know Tanya and Becca. For the win, Macy, name one more of Easton's obsessions. Yes, I'll run them down for you.
Please.
We have Crocs, Caramel Corn, Cheesecake Factory, Hillary Duff. Disney was the last one. We have one more answer up there.
Oh, Easton.
No discussion. Hey.
Movies.
Gonna go movies. I'm sorry, no, that's your first strike. Sam, you got two more strikes to play with here.
Say it.
Scrubbers, okay. Disgusting. You can almost overhear the scrubbers, and that would give it away.
So we're gonna guess, Mark. We're gonna guess.
No, you're not doing anything yet. They only have one strike. Sam.
Oh shoot.
I need an answer.
Fruit.
Fruit. Show me fruit. No, two strikes. Macy, you need this to stay in the game or the scrub or the attendings have a chance to steal.
Oh, man. Easton. Sorry, Easton. I'm drawing a blank.
3 seconds.
Jana.
Gonna go Jana Kramer.
Oh, man.
Show me Jana Kramer. That's your third strike. Now let's see if the scrubbers. Now, here's the deal. If the scrubbers guess correctly, we have one more question for you guys, a tiebreaker, because it'll be two apiece.
We're the attendings. Thank you.
If the attendings don't get this right, the scrubbers win. Tanya, what is your answer?
Oh, Tanya. Okay. We're going to go.
Either one.
We're going to go with Allison.
Going to go with Allison, his wife, to stay in the game. Show me Allison. No, the scrubbers win. I think you'll be kicking yourselves when I tell
it's
you
movie
number five.
Theaters.
Is it Marvel?
It is Marvel.
Oh,
yes,
no,
it is Marvel.
You picked the movies and I was going to say Marvel.
Damn.
I'm very impressed with how you guys did.
So I had Marvel, Becca said Allison, and I was like, you know what? I think Allison's the right call.
And I'm a little upset on behalf of Allison, personally.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. No one show her this episode.
We love you, Allison.
All right. So, Sam and Macy, you have won. You move on to Fast Money. So here's the deal. If you can get the appropriate number of points, which is 200, we have a prize package for you of scrubbing in merch.
Oh.
But we have to win.
This is real. This is legit. We actually have put together a prize package of scrubbing in merch. I don't know exactly what's in it. It's not going to be like a dump truck coming to your house, but we do have some stuff for you, scrubbing and merch, if you can get to 200 points in Fast Money. All right. We're going to put 25 seconds on the clock. Who's going first?
Macy.
That means, Sam, you have to leave the room, I'm afraid. I don't know how feasible that is for you, but we are going to have Sam get out of earshot for this.
Yeah, she can. There's a lot of rooms back there.
Yeah, it seems like a lovely, lovely home in South Florida. All right, Macy, I'll just have to trust you when you tell me she's out of earshot, and then we can go.
Yeah, she is.
All right. I got 25 seconds on the clock. When I ask you five questions, you give me the most popular answer. And we'll add up the points. And hopefully, you'll get a good number and the total up to 200. And we'll give you the prize. Here we go. The clock will begin with your first answer.
Okay.
Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night.
Have to pee.
Name something you keep in your purse.
My wallet.
Name something you'd be scared to find in your living room.
A person.
Name a wedding tradition you wish would end.
Wedding tradition, like at the wedding, for bouquet toss.
And name a place you'd never want to find your partner.
With someone in the bed with someone else.
Okay, just in time. Got it in there. Very nice.
Honestly, you're really good under pressure.
Those are really good answers.
Yeah.
Solid answers, Macy. Very good. Let's see how solid they were, though. Turn around here. Let's see what we got. Name a reason you wake up in the middle of the night. You said to pee. Survey said 28. That's your number one answer.
Yeah.
Very nice. Off to a very good start. Name something you keep in your purse. You said wallet. Survey said 26, another number one answer.
Wow.
Name something you'd be scared to find in your living room instead of a person. Survey said 15, not bad at all. Name a wedding tradition you wish would end. You said the bouquet toss. Survey said 23, solid. We have to do some math here in a minute. Name a place you'd never want to find your partner. You said in bed with someone else. Survey said 15. That is 30, 53, 79. That is 107 points. Very nice, Macy. That is a very solid first round.
That is pretty solid, Macy.
Thank you.
Solid indeed. Let's get Sam back in here and see how she does.
Sam.
Seems like you said her name very softly and she came running.
She came pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly.
You've already lost, Scrubbers, really.
No, we're attendings.
Attendings, the disrespect.
Sorry, attendings. All right. Sam, good news. Macy did very well. She got 107 points. You have 93 points away from 200 points. Okay, you look nervous. You ready?
I am nervous.
You are nervous. All right, well, 25 seconds on the clock. I'll ask you the same five questions I asked Macy. You give me the most popular answer. If you repeat her answers, you'll hear this. I'll say try again. You'll give me another answer. All right, are you ready? Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. Name a reason you would wake up in the middle of the night.
Get something to eat.
Name something you keep in your purse.
Gum.
Name something you'd be scared to find in your living room.
A bug.
Name a wedding tradition you would like to see end.
The getting the garter.
Name a place you'd never want to find your partner.
With another girl.
Try again.
In the bathroom.
I'm gonna. I gotta see.
Oh,
how
your
many
your poor fiance can never be found in the bathroom.
Yeah. No, what she's saying is she doesn't want to find him in the bathroom. Meaning, like he keeps that zipped up.
I see. Yes. Keep that
zipped up. Private.
Sure. All right. You need 93 points. So let's see how you did here. Name a reason you wake up in the middle of the night. You said to get something to eat. Survey said nothing. I'm sorry. That did not make our survey.
What was the number one?
It was
number one
to
answer
go pee.
Was to pee.
Oh, right. Okay.
Name something you keep in your purse. You said gum. Survey said 6. Not terribly high. I'm sorry. A wallet was the number one answer said by Macy. Name something you would be scared to find in your living room. You said a bug. Survey said 34. That's the number one answer.
What?
Spider and bug, number one, 34 points.
Modern
All
women,
right.
We got to
name
step
a wedding tradition you wish would end. You said the garter toss. Survey said 37. That's the number one answer.
That would have been what I said to you.
You're at 184. You need 16 for 200.
No.
And I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, this is a bad feeling.
Name a place you'd never want to find a partner. You said the bathroom. Our survey said no. I'm sorry, nothing. But we tally it up, and of course, we're still going to give you the Scrubbering In prize package just for joining us today because it was so nice to have you.
Wait, what was the number one answer? Oh, in
strip
bed with
club
someone
was
else.
The number one answer for that one. Strip club. Also on the list, jail. Dating app also made the list. Anyway.
Oh, and a dating app. Jail.
So no grand prize, but congratulations, Scrubbers. You did win today's round of Family Feud.
Congratulations.
You won in my book with the matching outfits and the cups and the red Starburst and Dr. Pepper. Like, truly, just the most festive.
Yeah, we that was perfect. And yeah. I will be reeling over this loss for a minute. And also need to reach out to Allison and send my condolences. So.
We also need
what?
The Scrubbers chose the answers.
That's true. They're dialed in.
I'm more Scrubbers disappointed that in. Of all of Taylor Swift's exes, the first one out of your mouth was Joe Alwyn.
isn't he her current partner?
Yeah.
I just thought she said, I was saying people that she's dated that people would want to date.
Yeah.
Joe seems sweet.
Well, I did this question specifically said ex-girlfriend. Ex-boyfriend.
Well, that's awkward then. That's my B.
That is awkward, yeah.
It's going to be my B.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much. That was so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Thank you for having us. This was like a dream for us. So we're so excited. I told my husband, fourth best day. You know, I have two kids getting married. So then after that is this.
I'm so honored. Well, hopefully, like, one day if we're doing a live show again, we can come to South Florida and get to give y'all a hug.
But... yeah, and the Family Feud feels like a really fun thing for a live podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. A really fun live podcast. We just
travel to anywhere on the East Coast. We went to see Caitlin in Nashville. We will travel.
Oh, perfect. Good to know. thank y'all so much. Yeah, congratulations.
Sam, love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Well, that was a tough loss.
Yeah. I'm okay with it. Because they were so cute.
They were so cute.
Yeah.
I'll be okay with it.
Do you have somewhere to be after this podcast?
I just have some work to do. Why?
You want to have lunch together?
Are you making food or are we going to get food?
Going to go get food.
Where?
I don't know. We can figure that out. Oh, okay. I'm just asking for the time.
Oh, yeah. I could get lunch.
Oh, my God. Do you see this? This is what I have to spend time with her. And it's like,
I get what she's saying. You're going to take her to like the Radish Emporium and eat rabbit food. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. Radish, if you want to go to a real restaurant, I'm just saying.
I'm just curious. Can we go to Chili's?
No.
There you go.
Please. I've been craving it so badly. Can I please have that as my last meal before I have to be healthy?
No. We're going to go somewhere in between our houses. We're going to walk there.
No. No, I don't want to get lunch.
See? This is why Becca was asking the question.
Anyways,
there's stipulations involved. Tanya's already got a plan. She knows exactly what you're going to do. Yeah. So she can't agree to it without knowing
that
information.
We're going to walk to Hunga and we're going to go somewhere on there. So cute.
Okay, we can discuss this after the pod. Right. I think we have an email before we say goodbye, Mark.
Thank you very much. Anonymous says, I broke up with my boyfriend a few days ago. We were together a year and a half and lived together. He was my red star, mm-hmm. and I couldn't wait to marry him. But we had an argument. And during the argument, I packed some clothes to leave to my parents' house for a few days. He said, if you leave, we're done. Well, I left, and now I've been regretting it. I would like things to work out because I feel like I made a terrible choice, but I know ultimately it's not all up to me. Tanya, when things ended with Red Star, how did you go about things? Once you two got back together, was the relationship different? Did you have to date again? Were you hesitant at all?
A lot of questions in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. After the breakup, it sucks. And I think you kind of just have to do whatever's going to make you feel best. If you, like for me, even though we were broken up, it didn't feel like it was done. I was like, this is my guy. So I was more of just kind of like, this isn't right. I don't really know why this is the way it is, but it is what it is. So I had to kind of make the best of it. And when I say make the best of it, it's just kind of like deal with the reality. You know what I mean? Like some days I'd cry a lot. I overanalyzed things a lot. I did things I regretted. You know, like I made it look like I was dating people on social media. So he thought I was moved on, even though I wasn't, just like dumb stuff like that. So it's like, you know, you just deal with it. I always had hope in my heart. And the crazy thing is when we broke up, and again, I even told Becca, I was like, I know we broke up, but this just doesn't seem like it's the end. I've never seen more butterflies in my entire life. Like they were literally everywhere on the sidewalks, in my food, at the grocery store, like on my sun runs. Like I just saw so many butterflies. And to me, that was like a symbol of like, let's, you know, keep the hope alive. The hope that you're feeling, hold on to it. And so that's just what I did. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't know if it's the wrong thing to do, but it felt right for me. So that's what I did. When we got back together, we were actually supposed to, he was supposed to come here to my place and we were going to talk. And he called me when he was on his way over. And he's like, I know we're supposed to, you know, we're going to talk at your place. But I have another idea. Do you mind if I come pick you up? And so I said, okay. So he came and he picked me up and he took me to the place where we had our very first date. And basically kind of as like he wanted to start from the beginning. And yes, I'd say like we dated. There was like a period of time where I felt like we needed to kind of really dig into the issues that led to our breakup. But I also think, and he said this to me fairly early on and it made a lot of sense. You can't keep harping on the things that happened in the past because we were starting anew. So like, I kept saying, you know, how can I trust you're not going to break up with me again? How can I trust you're not going to break up with me again? You already did it before. How do I know you're going to do it again? It's like, you can't live in that space because you're just going to be stewing in that at all times. And really, in reality, that's what a relationship is. It's like every day you're choosing to be with that person. Even if somebody broke up with you in the past, it makes no difference. You know what I mean? Like, anybody could still break up with anybody. People are married and cheat on each other. You know what I mean? So there's no guarantee. So I kind of had to like let that go because I was holding a lot of it over his head, and I would like make references or just kind of cheap shots. And I think that I needed to move forward and like kind of leave all that in the past. And I'm glad that I did, because I think that could have really ruined things if I didn't go into it with that knowledge. So I'd say hold on to hope, whatever feels right to you. And if you guys do decide to get back together, you do have to kind of let all that stuff be in the past and start anew, because otherwise it's just going to be bad.
Yeah, but sometimes I think breakups are exaggerated in your mind. Not yours, Tanya. That was traumatic and rough, and I remember that very well. But I think this was like, if you leave, we're done. And she left. But have you talked?
Yeah.
Are you assuming more than you should? Do you assume he's moving on when really he's hoping for you to come back to that door? Just go back. Just go talk to him. I don't know where things are with you guys. You didn't say anything. It's only been a couple of days, though. And this doesn't sound that serious to me. It was an argument. And you got heated and stormed out. He got heated and said, and gave you an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. I think everybody regrets everything that happened that night. So talk to him.
And also, ultimatums are never the answer.
Well, we all do them and they're not healthy, but like when you fear...
He just didn't want you to leave. Yeah, he was desperate for you not to leave.
When you fear losing control, you feel like that's your best option. And I am with Mark. I think this could be a... Or also what can happen in breakups is that you break up and it's the best thing that could happen for you, and that wasn't your person.
I just think you escalated things by leaving. I'm not saying you shouldn't have left. I think that's between you guys. That's your decision. But by leaving, you escalated things. He didn't want you to do that. He didn't want you to leave and was desperate about it. So this could be fine. I'm hoping that since you sent this email, a lot of good stuff has happened and everything's fine now.
I'd like a follow-up, anonymous.
I would love a follow-up. Yes, that would be great.
We'll take a follow-up, please. I actually think that I used to do that too, and then... that's kind of like some of those conversations are what led to like needing to go to couples therapy, because those types of like, if you leave, it's over, like, you know, I'm leaving, that type of mentality is very, it's out of desperation and fear, but it's so unhealthy. And there's no reason there should be this conversation as opposed to a conversation of what could we have done better to not let that escalate to that point.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, maybe I went a little too deep on that.
No, I feel like she said he's her red star. So
brutal.
That's brutal.
And no, I'm saying the red star breakup is brutal. Yeah. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah,
that's not supposed to happen. And then you go on a couples retreat and, you know, really hammer things out and you're good.
I can only think of Chili's right now.
Come on, go to Chili. They have healthy options. They have a whole special menu of healthy
options.
I'll
do anything.
I need to stop the diarrhea that's happening in my body. So
they have good. We can stop it at Chili's.
Yeah, they got a grilled chicken breast. That's
Chili's
fine.
Is known for stopping diarrhea. Okay. Well, hope you all have a great weekend.
Oh yeah, weekend. Great. Happy April Fool's Day. Don't let anybody fool you.
Yeah, have your wits about you. What?
So Red Star loves April Fool's Day.
Don't give anything away.
I'm not. Okay. I just realized that it's coming up and I want to do something really good, because he's always like, I welcome it. I welcome the April Fool's. Come get me, you know? Yeah. And I always do the stupid things. Like, I saran wrapped his toilet last year and I was like laughing. So he like knew, you know what I mean? He like knew.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
So I have to think of something really good get it really good this year. Yeah. If anybody has a really good one, please DM me, because I need help. I don't like pranks. Yeah, I don't like pranks, but I want to do it.
Yeah, just like you're not competitive. Same vibes.
Because he loves April Fool's Day. So I'm like, you know what? You like it so much, I'm going to sock it to you.
He should do a good one to you if he loves it.
I told him, no, I don't like April Fool's Day.
Mm. Some people respect that and some people don't.
I hope he respects it.
All right. Well, have a great April Fool's Day. Don't get fooled and know that we are not fooling you when we say we love you.
Way to bring it back. Love you guys.
Bye.